As we walk through this land of the living, we often encounter moments that challenge our faith and shake the very foundations of our beliefs. These are the valleys shadowed by trials and tribulations, where our hearts feel heavy and our eyes become clouded with tears. It is precisely in these moments of profound vulnerability and despair that we are reminded of an unshakable truth, a beacon of hope that pierces through the darkest clouds of our fears. God is in total control. My friends, today, let us recall our hope in God. My dear friends, cry no more, for God is in total control, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The Bible, a treasure trove of wisdom and guidance, is replete with examples and scriptures that reassure us of God's sovereignty and His omnipresent hand in our lives. Even when the path seems uncertain, let's embark on a journey together, navigating through the scriptures to find solace in God's word and to understand deeply that in every tear, in every sigh of despair, there's a divine promise from our Creator. He is with us, guiding, protecting, and holding the universe in His hands. In the book of Isaiah, we find a powerful affirmation of God's omnipotence and His tender care for His people. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse is a poignant reminder that, despite the uncertainties and the trials we face, God is ever present, offering His strength and support, holding us up when we feel unable to stand on our own. Consider the story of Joseph, detailed in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 to 50. Joseph's life was a roller coaster of ups and downs, from being favored by his father, betrayed by his brothers, unjustly imprisoned, to eventually rising to become the second most powerful man in Egypt. Through all these trials, the Bible shows us that God was with Joseph, orchestrating events for Joseph's good and the salvation of many. This narrative teaches us that, no matter how dire our circumstances, God is working behind the scenes, weaving our struggles into a larger tapestry of His divine plan. The Psalms also offer rich comfort and reassurance of God's control and compassion. Psalm 23, for instance, is a profound declaration of trust in God's guidance through life's darkest valleys. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23, verse 4. This psalm encapsulates the essence of our faith journey, acknowledging that, although we walk through challenging and painful times, we are never alone. God's presence is a constant source of comfort and protection. Jesus Christ Himself, in His Sermon on the Mount, invites us to trust in God's sovereign care. In Matthew 6 verse 26, He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Here, Jesus is encouraging us to lean not on our understanding, but to rest in the assurance of God's provision and care for us. In conclusion, as we navigate the complexities and challenges of life, let us hold fast to the truth that God is in total control. Through the storms and the valleys, let us find solace and strength in His word, trusting in His promise to be with us, guide us, and ultimately bring us into His glorious presence, where every tear will be wiped away and every sigh of despair will be turned into a song of joy. When the world around us seems to crumble and the ground beneath our feet feels as if it's giving way, it's natural for fear and anxiety to take hold. In such times, the words of the psalmist David in Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3 shine like a beacon of hope, reminding us of God's unending sovereignty and His power to sustain us through any storm. David's declaration is not just a comforting sentiment. It's a profound acknowledgement of God's omnipotence and His intimate involvement in our lives, offering us a solid foundation upon which we can stand firm. David's imagery of the earth giving way, mountains falling into the heart of the sea, waters roaring and foaming, and mountains quaking with their surging, paints a vivid picture of chaos and destruction. Yet, in the midst of this tumult, he proclaims a powerful truth. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This assertion is a testament to the fact that, regardless of the chaos and crises that may engulf our world, God remains unshaken and steadfast, a reliable protector and source of strength for those who trust in Him. This psalm goes beyond offering mere consolation. It invites us to adopt a posture of confidence and peace amid life's uncertainties. The phrase, "Therefore we will not fear," is a bold declaration of faith, urging us to entrust our fears to God, who is sovereign over all creation. It encourages us to view our circumstances through the lens of God's absolute authority and loving care, reassuring us that there is no situation beyond His control. Moreover, David's words resonate with the assurance of God's presence. He is described as an ever-present help in trouble, emphasizing that God is not a distant deity, uninvolved in the affairs of His creation. Instead, He is intimately close, ready to offer assistance and support whenever we face difficulties. This reminder of God's imminence brings comfort to the believer's heart, knowing that we are never alone in our struggles. The concept of God as our refuge further reinforces the idea of His protective care. A refuge is a place of safety and shelter, signifying that in God, we find a safe haven from the storms of life. It's an invitation to trust in Him, to find rest and peace in His presence, confident that no harm can befall us that is outside of His will or beyond His redemptive purposes. Psalm 46, as a whole, serves as a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty in times of turmoil. It calls us to remember that, despite the apparent chaos in the world, God is in control. He holds the universe in His hands, and nothing happens without His knowledge or permission. This realization allows us to face uncertain times with hope and courage, grounded in the knowledge that our God is an unchanging rock in a sea of change. In reflecting on David's profound declaration, let us hold tightly to the truth of God's sovereignty and His loving presence in our lives. Let it be the anchor for our souls when the waves of life threaten to overwhelm us. For in God, we have an unassailable refuge, an inexhaustible strength, and an ever-present help in every trouble. In the midst of life's storms and struggles, it's easy to feel overlooked and forgotten. The pain we endure and the tears we cry can sometimes make us feel isolated, as if we are journeying through the darkness alone. However, Psalm 56 verse 8 offers a profoundly comforting perspective, revealing the depth of God's compassionate involvement in our lives. "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." These words paint a vivid picture of a God who not only sees our pain but values it to the extent that He keeps a record of every tear we shed. This imagery of God collecting our tears in a bottle is rich with significance. In ancient times, it was customary to collect tears as a symbol of mourning or deep emotion. They were kept in small bottles or lacrimatories as a tangible remembrance of the sorrow experienced. By invoking this imagery, the psalmist conveys that God's attentiveness to our suffering is not passive. Instead, He actively acknowledges and cherishes every moment of our grief, treating our tears as precious and worthy of remembrance. The fact that God records each tear in His book further emphasizes His meticulous care and concern for us. It suggests that our sorrows and sufferings are not fleeting moments to Him, but are significant enough to be documented. This divine record-keeping is a testament to the value God places on the intricacies of our emotional experiences. It assures us that nothing we go through is insignificant or overlooked by God. Understanding that God sees and values our tears transforms our perception of divine compassion. This is not a God who is distant and detached, as some might assume in times of distress. Instead, we are comforted by the image of a Father who is intimately involved in the nuances of our lives, a God who is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, as Psalm 34 verse 18 declares. Moreover, The knowledge that God is intimately acquainted with our pain offers a profound sense of validation. It reassures us that our suffering and our emotional responses to it are not signs of weakness or faithlessness. Instead, they are integral parts of the human experience that God acknowledges and holds with tender care. In a world where our pains and tears might be dismissed or overlooked, the biblical assurance that God sees and values them offers a deep wellspring of comfort and strength. This divine empathy is ultimately manifested in the person of Jesus Christ, who wept at the tomb of Lazarus, showcasing his shared sorrow with humanity, John 11 verse 35. Jesus' tears remind us that God is not removed from our experiences of pain and loss. Instead, he fully enters into them with us, offering his presence as a source of comfort and hope. As we navigate the challenges and heartaches of life, let us hold on to the promise encapsulated in Psalm 56 verse 8. Our tears are never wasted or unnoticed. Each one is seen, valued, and remembered by God. This knowledge invites us to draw nearer to him, trusting that in his presence, we find a safe place to pour out our hearts, assured of his unwavering love and compassionate care. A time for everything, trusting God's perfect timing. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1-8 presents a profound perspective on the ebb and flow of life's experiences, encapsulating the universal truth that our lives are subject to times and seasons beyond our control. This passage serves as a gentle reminder that there is a divine rhythm to the universe, a meticulously designed order that governs the unfolding of our lives. It speaks to the heart of human experience, acknowledging the wide spectrum of events and emotions we encounter, from birth to death, from planting to uprooting, from mourning to dancing. Understanding that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens invites us to adopt a posture of trust in God's perfect timing. This trust is not born out of passivity or resignation, but out of a deep-seated belief in God's wisdom and sovereignty. It's a trust that acknowledges our limited perspective and leans on the omniscient nature of God, who sees the end from the beginning and orchestrates our lives with loving intent. The beauty of this passage lies in its ability to comfort us in times of uncertainty and change. When we find ourselves in a season of waiting or mourning, it can be challenging to see how our current circumstances fit into God's grand design. However, the writer of Ecclesiastes assures us that God has made everything beautiful in its time. This promise does not negate the reality of our pain or the complexity of our challenges. Instead, it offers a hopeful lens through which we can view our circumstances, trusting that God is at work even in the hidden, seemingly dormant seasons of our lives. This concept of divine timing also encourages us to live in the present, embracing the season we are in without rushing to the next. Each season, whether joyful or difficult, serves a purpose in our spiritual growth and development. By recognizing that our times are in God's hands, we can find peace in the present moment, knowing that we are exactly where we are meant to be. Furthermore, trusting in God's timing empowers us to respond to life's varied seasons with grace and faith. Instead of resisting or resenting the seasons of sorrow or waiting, we can approach them with a heart open to what God wants to teach us through them. Likewise, in seasons of joy and harvest, we can celebrate with gratitude, recognizing these times as gifts from God. Ultimately, the message of Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1-8 calls us to a deeper trust in God, encouraging us to surrender our plans and timelines to His greater wisdom. It reminds us that while we may not always understand the timing of events in our lives, we can rest assured that the one who holds time in His hands is faithful. He is working all things together for our good and His glory, weaving our individual stories into a larger tapestry of redemption and grace. In this knowledge, we find the strength to trust in His perfect timing, confident that He will fulfill His purposes for us in His beautiful, appointed time. The source of our strength, renewed day by day. Isaiah 40 verse 31 offers us a vivid image of hope and renewal. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In moments of weakness, when our spirits are crushed and our bodies weary, God promises renewal and strength to those who wait upon Him. This waiting is not passive. It is an active trust in God's promises and His perfect timing. The assurance of His presence. You are not alone. The assurance of Jesus' constant presence, as proclaimed in Matthew 28 verse 20, serves as a powerful source of comfort and strength in our lives. This promise, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age," is not just a parting word from Christ to His disciples, but a living reality for all who believe in Him. It's a profound declaration that, regardless of our circumstances, we are never truly alone. In the depth of our loneliest moments, it's easy to feel as though we are navigating the complexities and challenges of life in isolation. The pain of feeling unseen or misunderstood by those around us can be deeply disheartening. However, Jesus' promise reminds us that His presence is a constant and unchanging reality. Unlike human companionship, which can be fickle and fleeting, Jesus offers us an eternal companionship that transcends time and circumstance. This assurance of His presence is not limited to moments of joy and peace. It encompasses all aspects of our human experience. In times of sorrow, He is our comforter. In moments of doubt, He is our rock of certainty. And in instances of fear, He is our peace. The promise that He is with us always means that there is no tear we cry that He does not see, no sigh of despair that He does not hear. He walks alongside us, bearing our burdens and sharing in our joys. Moreover, the presence of Jesus in our lives invites us to shift our perspective on what it means to be alone. With Him, solitude transforms from a state of loneliness to an opportunity for deeper communion with Him. In those quiet moments, we can experience the richness of His love and the peace of His Spirit in a way that is often obscured by the noise and distractions of life. This enduring presence of Jesus is not just a comforting thought, it is a reality that empowers us. Knowing that He is with us gives us the courage to face the challenges of life with confidence. It emboldens us to step out in faith, to love more freely, and to live more boldly, for we are assured that we do not act in our own strength, but with the support and guidance of Christ Himself. Jesus' promise also carries with it an invitation to remain in constant fellowship with Him. Just as He is with us, we are called to abide in Him, to live our lives in a way that reflects our awareness of His presence. This means seeking Him in prayer, engaging with His Word, and living out His teachings in our daily interactions. As we cultivate this ongoing relationship with Jesus, we become more attuned to His presence and more aware of His working in our lives. In sum, the assurance of Jesus' presence, as declared in Matthew 28 verse 20, is a wellspring of hope and strength for believers. It assures us that no matter the circumstances we face, we are never alone. Jesus is with us, offering His love, guidance, and comfort every step of the way. This promise invites us to live with confidence, to embrace the peace that comes from His presence, and to engage in a deeper, more meaningful relationship with Him. The directive from 1 Peter 5 verse 7 to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you presents a profound principle for navigating the complexities and burdens of life. This instruction doesn't suggest a mere offloading of our troubles into a divine void, but rather entering into a relationship of trust and dependence on God, who is deeply personal and intimately concerned with the details of our lives. Casting our cares on God requires a conscious decision to transfer the weight from our shoulders to His, acknowledging not only His omnipotence, but also His compassion and love for us. It's an active process that involves identifying the anxieties that consume us, be they financial worries, health concerns, relational issues, or existential doubts, and deliberately handing them over to God in prayer. This invitation to cast our cares on Him is rooted in the recognition of God's infinite care for us. The language of casting implies a certain forcefulness, a decision to throw off the burdens rather than gently setting them aside. This suggests an urgency or intensity in our desire to be freed from the anxieties that plague us, as well as a total surrender to God's will and provision. Furthermore, This act of casting our anxieties on God is not an exercise in futility or a mere coping mechanism. It's grounded in the reality of a God who acts, who intervenes in the lives of his children. The premise is not that our problems will instantly disappear, but that in the process of casting our cares, we are reminded of God's sovereignty and goodness. We are reassured that, regardless of our circumstances, we are under the watchful eye and caring hands of a loving Father. This call to active trust challenges the natural human inclination to cling to control over our lives. It confronts our pride and self-reliance, inviting us into a posture of humility and dependency on God. It's a reminder that we are not alone in our struggles and that the Almighty God of the universe is personally invested in our well-being. In practical terms, casting our cares on God also involves a shift in our focus. Instead of fixating on our problems, we are encouraged to lift our eyes to the one who holds all things together. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 complements this by advising us to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our requests to God. This approach not only alleviates anxiety, but also fosters a spirit of gratitude, recognizing the many ways in which God has already provided for us. The assurance that He cares for you is a powerful truth that sustains believers through the darkest of times. It assures us of God's personal love, a love that is active and engaged, not distant or detached. In the midst of our anxieties, this truth anchors us, providing a foundation of peace and security. We are reminded that our worth in God's eyes warrants His unwavering attention and intervention. In essence, casting our cares on God is an act of faith. It is believing that He is good, that He loves us, and that He is more than capable of handling whatever concerns us. It is choosing to trust in His care and provision over our own ability to solve our problems. As we practice this act of faith, we not only lighten our own loads, but also grow in our relationship with God, learning more deeply the extent of His love and care for us.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.